Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. There's no way to sugarcoat this one, Andy. This is going to suck. I usually enjoy coming on here and being able to complain, coming on here to maybe feel somewhat better than I did the evening previous. Not today. In fact, I probably feel worse now than I do yesterday, or than I did yesterday evening.
No, come on. Really?
You know, when I see Rocky, you know, the head of the referee.
Yeah, how did that happen? If that man can be the head of the referee association, then sky's the limit.
I don't know. I guess, if anything, it goes to show you we can always aspire to reach the top of something, no matter how terrible you can be.
That's the real inspirational story. Not Rocky with Sylvester Stallone. That's Rocky being
Rocky,
not that Rocky. Rocky.
There's still the wonderful video of him at the airport after that disaster class he had against Roma in 2014 in Torino, and it's lovely.
Footage of him being part of Calciopoli with Lazio. If you search for tapes where Lotito talks about which referees were on his payroll, Rocky's there. Somehow that, you know, that in Italy that gets you someplace.
It's astonishing to me. So, you know, I think we can have, because we're both fully functioning adults, the beauty of that is you can have a nuanced conversation. Doesn't have to be black and white. And more than one thing can be true. And here's the general sentiment that I still feel after yesterday evening. And I think these two things are true. The first thing that I think is true is that Roma didn't play as well as Milan. I just think over 90 minutes, Milan were better. But on top of that, okay, the better team does not always win in football. We know that. And because of that, okay, I think the referee played an enormous part in what took place yesterday. I still, for the life of me, especially after having watched, what was it, a week ago with Dumfries on Alexandro?
Yep.
I don't know how we go from that to the exact same thing happening on Pellegrini in the dying moments of the match.
And that same as Inter-Juve in the dying moments of the match.
Yes, the exact same. In fact, you know, everybody says each episode is unique. Not these. No, literally, Andy. The only difference is that there's two different sets of shirts in this match, okay, versus the one involving Dumfries and Santro. Other than that, it's the exact same action. It's the exact same area of the pitch. Two different results. So I guess I don't know where you want to start with all of this. I guess it has to start with the referee, man, because again, I think we could both agree that Roma were not better than Milan yesterday, right?
No, again, matter is simple. This is football. This is not some overcomplicated scientific thing we're talking about. This is football, so two things are true. Roma sucked. Referee sucked. Okay, that's the bottom line. Roma didn't play as well as they played against the likes of Juve and Napoli. This wasn't the same Roma with the same kind of intensity. Milan did better. They weren't exactly, you know, the kind of team that you watch yesterday and you say, wow, those guys are up there for the Scudetto. But they capitalize on chances. Meanwhile, Roma
said that before the match too, man.
Yeah, yeah. I said it. Yeah, of course. And see, that's the beauty of it. I can't be, you know, people can't say I jinxed it because I said that, you know, this team has trouble capitalizing, and they go up against a team that has found a way, you know, in almost every game to get out of really tight situations by doing exactly what we can't do, which is go up to the opponent and bully him a little bit and end up with a goal or two and take away the 3 points. That's what they did. We didn't. I see a lot of people, you know, the beauty of it is that at least, hey, statistics, right? They don't tell a whole story, but they tell part of it. What they tell us is that Roma had 24 shots yesterday. What that tells us is that this Roma team is not inept at going forward. They are not a team that parks the bus and you know, gets bullied around and sits back because that's the only thing they can hope to do well. Roma try to go forward. And that's been, you know, a theme in every game. You know, whether it was Juventus, whether it was Napoli, whether it was Salernitana, Roma go up to the opponent. They go into this half. They push the opponent a little bit. They try to get a goal, but they can't for the life of it. They can't get, you know, a decent end product. And Milan have, I don't know what, 9-10 shots. Something like that, and they get away with two goals. That's at the end of the day. That's what counts. I think that the refereeing was horrendous. I don't know how many was it Mazzoleni on VAR? Why is Mazzoleni always on VAR? Is it me? Am I projecting, or is Mazzoleni basically?
He's always, it seems,
always on VAR in these big games. Always, and somehow there is always something to be said about the refereeing. Maresca is not the first time that does questionable stuff.
Oh, I mean, last season against Sassuolo.
Last season against Sassuolo.
Pellegrini again, yeah?
Yeah, that, you know, again, that game, and it's, you can't really even say that there is an agenda. When I see Maresca, I see a referee that is not a good referee. He's just terrible. You can see that he's just not good enough. Somehow he's there year after year. The problem is that it's a problem of there are bad referees in Serie A, and that Roma, despite maybe, you know, having improved a little bit on the defensive end, despite having, you know, a lot of offensive firepower, because they do, and I still, you know, I like what I've seen from Carles Perez so far, coming off as a substitute. I think that El Shaarawy has something to give when he's on it.
On what? But, oh, never mind.
Well, come on. He had his birthday recently. Okay, the guy can celebrate a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, please, John, don't make it too difficult.
The
thing is that this team has quality going forward. They they're not afraid. They go forward. They're not a team that is timid. The problem is that when they go forward, they lack concrete ideas.
As to
how to turn these chances into real good chances where you actually score. That's been the theme, because, you know, even in the opening to the season, that was it. I mean, Roma were hitting crossbars. They were, you know, hitting the side of the net. They, you know, we come here and talk about squandered chances, and even against Napoli, that's why you don't win that game. That's why you draw that game. And more so here it just looked like they were blocked. Like they would go up against Milan, they would do all kinds of things, and still that nagging feeling of we can't deliver. We just cannot deliver in these games. We cannot. We go there, we dominate in possession, we dominate in terms of shots, but that doesn't really translate to a concrete results, and you end up with 0 points at home. The Mourinho's lovely home record gets absolutely broken in half, and that's really the end of it. And it was always a matter of Roma going into this game as underdogs, and Milan really being the expert guys, the guys that really know how to handle any situations. That's really been their theme. Again, I don't, if somebody takes the list of, please somebody check how many penalties they've had since Pioli joined
them. Oh, it's incredible.
There has to be something there in the water. Because really it's, Kessie is, I guess the inflated salary figure that he demands is based on the number of penalties that he has to take every year, because man, oh man, that's it. That really, that's as thoughtful of an answer you can give about a game that really was quite simple in how I thought, you know, the build up to it was simple, the execution of it was simple. Roma just came up short. They had some ideas, but they didn't really know how to execute them properly, and they end up empty handed, and that's. Again, there has to be a moment where this stops. There has to be, because this constant chain of negative results, or at least disappointing results, because you can't say that a draw against Napoli is a negative result, but it's really not what you wanted. It has to stop, because if you continue on this path, if this Roma team that really wants to stay up there in those top four, wants to have a chance at the Champions League football, if they keep, you know, getting slapped in the face with these results in these matches, at some point in time, again, you'll find yourself in a moment in the season where everything's going against you and this team is getting completely deflated by their results. They're gonna stop coming into these games with this intensity, because they're gonna see that, hey, it just doesn't pay off. We can't do it. We just can't do it. Whatever it is, we play better than Juventus, we lose. We play better than Napoli, we draw. We try and do something against Milan, they dominate us like we're, you know, a random Salernitana off the street. You know, what's the matter with us? And really, that's, players need to step up. The refereeing needs to be better. It has to be. There has to be a point where Mazzoleni just stays home, says to the wife, you know what, I'm staying home. I'm going to watch, I don't know, my favorite TV show. I'm going to watch.
No more Giacomelli for us. Ever since everybody started posting that.
Exactly. There is no Giacomelli. Where is Giacomelli? I want Giacomelli. I mean, I want a good old Romanista who puts on Totti's goal against Samp with him in the background. I want him as my referee. And somehow I can't get him. But yeah, players need to step up. There has to be, you know, there has to be some focus, because you just saw Milan knew exactly what they were doing. Exactly what they were doing. They knew what they were capable of. Roma never have that sense of urgency. They always seem like the effort is there. Definitely the effort is there. But there is no conviction behind the effort. And that's a problem. That's a problem, because that's going to cost you points. It has cost Roma points so far, which is too bad. A lot of it now will be up to Mourinho. You know, this is why you hired him. You hired him to handle these moments, to regroup, and hopefully to not see the team do exactly the same thing they did under Fonseca. Because under Fonseca, there was plenty of effort in big matches at the beginning. There was plenty of effort. There was plenty of ideas, but lack of execution. And once they fell into that loop of, oh, this is all for nothing. At the end of the day, we still come away empty-handed, or almost, because maybe we draw here, maybe a decent draw away or something, but not good enough. That loop, falling into that loop this time around under Mourinho would be very disappointing. It's not something I expect to happen, but it's something that needs to be in the back of players' minds. We cannot, you know, Mancini said it when they walked into that pitch, terrible pitch in Norway. He said, this is what, you know, this is the price we pay for the terrible season we had last year. You cannot go back to those old ways. You have to stay positive. You have to keep trying and keep knocking at the door in these big matches. Eventually it'll come. It has to happen. You know, the likes of Maresca and Mazzoleni cannot referee every single big game, right? I mean, right? Somebody, please, Gianluca Rocchi, tell me. I don't. So yeah, it's a disappointing result. It's a disappointing result that, again, probably against the better side, a side that, you know, has been more consistent throughout the last 2 years. But still, to see this team, you know, go into this run of big matches and end up with 1 point out of nine possible ones is not good.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
No, and you know, I have to add to that because, listen, I'm probably guilty of it because I think I was probably maybe a bit too early on this under Paulo Fonseca about bringing up this whole big matches thing. It has to be said, we do have to admit, okay, that in these big matches, it is easy to carry on the narrative of, oh, well, they did this under Fonseca, now they do it under Mourinho. I think we could both agree that under Mourinho, I mean, they look much better in these big matches. I mean, they look more prepared, more tactically drilled. I mean, against Juve, they were the better team. Against Napoli, they were the better team. But as you said, they only come away with that with 1 point. Now against Milan, of course, I do think that they weren't the better side. I don't know. I mean, we could say they either deserved a draw or a loss. I don't think you'll find anybody who's saying that they deserve to win. But that notwithstanding, the referee did play a huge part. I don't really know how much more we could say about it. But one thing I think that needs to at least be said, though, Andy, is in these big matches, okay, you talked about, well, you know, is Mazzoleni, is he going to be there for every big match? Why is it that these episodes are only going against Roma in all of these big matches? Because it happened against Juve, yeah? Happened in the, do we even want to talk about the derby? I mean, three decisions against Roma. Mm-hmm. And then we have yesterday evening. You know, some can call it dumb luck. Some can say, well, you know, the better team, they will draw. Decisions like that to go their way. I mean, I guess to a certain extent, I can listen to that argument. But why does it seem that, you know, not even some of them are going in favor of Roma? They're all going against them.
This is always difficult to discuss because then you get, you know, people accuse you of
way down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, exactly. It's You could talk about this for hours. The problem is there, and the you know, going back throughout these last 2 years where this big match thing has been an issue. This has been an issue. The refereeing is a big part. And again, I'm not sure whether it has something to do with the constant changes and in the rules and how the VR is used by the referees. I don't know, but the thing about it is that, again, exactly as you just said, you go into a big match and you come away with it not really talking about the result, but talking about this episode, that episode, and that's always bullshit. But in this case, really, it's a worrying trend. It is a worrying trend because, again, Roma are a team that have, you know, a lot of problems. They're not a great side. They're a side with a lot of limitations. They're already their worst enemy in these big matches. You can see them wrestle with their own fears, their own insecurities. Oh my God, are we as good as Milan, or maybe not? Maybe they're better. And are we better than Juventus? Oh, maybe not. You know, you can see that players are conflicted as to what exactly they're capable of. Again, that's why there is a lot of effort, because these guys are fighting demons. But then again, at the same time, you listen to what Mancini had to say after a game like that, and they're furious. Because you yourself, Roma, make a ton of mistakes, but then you add to that somebody like Orsato and his complete ineptitude and just confused attitude into how he handled that episode in Juve Roma, and then you watch Maresca yesterday with the cards, with the everything, just
everything. A guy, 2 dozen yellow cards. Come on,
completely clueless. And how, you know, as a player, how do you feel about that? You know, in a big match where you already by yourself are nervous, you're trying to do everything as perfectly as possible because you know that, you know, you are capable of screwing up, and it comes very easily to you. You know, to screw up, it's a Roma thing. It's in the history of the Roma, but then you have this dude walks around the pitch and whistles at everything and then makes these questionable decisions. It's painful. It's painful. It's probably very, very disappointing and very infuriating when you're a player and, you know, you play hard 90 minutes in a really tough game and you see that game being taken away from you. Yes, partly because maybe you're not good enough. Maybe you're just not as good as Milan. But at the same time, you want to have that balance that, yes, there is part of it that we are shit, but that's it. We don't want the referee to be responsible for the outcome of it. And somehow we're always here, and somehow I'm always here, and I always know the names of the referees. I know exactly what they did, because at the end of the day, these referees, they play almost the leading role along with the players. It seems like you don't come away from a big match like this not saying anything about the refereeing. There is always something to be said, and more often than not, those are mistakes, and those mistakes then, you know, usually cause them a suspension. In the case of Orsato, didn't cost him nothing, because Orsato is probably too respected, and in the league, his status is probably untouchable. But that's really that's the most deflating part about it, is that you want to be on equal terms. You want to start off the game on equal terms, and then there is a guy that's supposed to supervise that, make sure that, you know, the game unfolds in a balanced way, and he does the exact opposite.
What now? That's the big question. Because, I mean, we can go individually. Who was terrible? I thought Mkhitaryan was just unwatchable.
Oh, yeah. He's unplayable right now. Unplayable.
I mean, I don't even know how you continue if you're Mourinho to trot him out there.
He was horrible. You don't. Mm-hmm. I think he got the message, man. You know, the second straight substitution at halftime, the message is there.
You would hope. Man, and I feel bad because I hate talking about younger players, especially when they're new. They need time to adapt. But Tammy, man, in these big matches, maybe it's just coincidental, okay? But fucking hell. I mean, he had the big chance against Juve, yeah? He had the big chance. How many chances did he have in the derby? I think it was two.
In Napoli, he had the big chance. Yeah.
Yes, he had the one-on-one chance, yeah, against Napoli. What do you do? I mean, can you have to play him, right? I mean, unless you think Shomurodov...
Shomurodov should play Conference League. Tammy, again, it's... I go back to the point that I made last time around. You know, there's... Aside from Pellegrini, really, the only, you know, there is nobody that really is clicking offensively at this point. Like, it's nice to have, several players scoring because you have guys off the bench, El Shaarawy, you have defenders scoring, Ibanez, Mancini. That's great, but there is a clear lack of consistency up front. And a clear lack of understanding because everybody seems to be playing for themselves. Again, that's what I can say. Zaniolo did what he did. You know, they did what he do, and he played like he was playing for Zaniolo. And same goes for Tammy. Same goes for Mkhitaryan, who, you know, I mean, I'm not even sure that he played. That's the worrying part. It's not even a Tammy problem. It's a problem of the attack. Once they find an understanding, which is going to take time, because once, you know, when you have these difficulties in these big matches, these problems start to seem to be bigger than they actually are, I think. Because you don't notice, you know, the time he wasn't scoring in other games against lesser sides, yeah. And we didn't say really much about it. But now that these games are, you know, so intense and you want everybody to perform in a high level, truth is, very few players actually do. Pellegrini was probably one of the few ones yesterday on the pitch that was trying to do anything. That's really what you can say about this match. Him, Felix, the substitute, nice addition, Carles Perez. But aside from that, I mean, the defense did okay. It's just that there is something there that needs to be unlocked, really. And Tammy himself knows it. Probably it's a wise thing for Mourinho now to have a game where Tammy is really out completely. This Bodo game, sit him and don't play him. Just wait. Have Shomurodov get back to the swing of things and have Zaniolo sit for a whole game. That's hopefully against a side like Venezia, again, you can start to see the team. Because against Cagliari, we said the same thing. You know, that was the theme of that game. If we don't score on those two set pieces, there is a big problem going forward, right? Because everybody's out there playing for themselves and when in fact they should be playing together. And we said it even in the opening to the season, this team, it's so exciting to see this attack, you know, these young guys, Tammy, Zaniolo, Pellegrini, this is exciting, but it has to click. There has to be that moment when it clicks. Hasn't happened yet. For what it's worth, I unfortunately never expect these things to happen in big matches. It's just not something that Roma do, you know. At least, again, for the past 2 years, big matches haven't been exactly the setting where good things happen for Roma. So if it clicks, it has to click. If it has to click in some other game, I just don't think it's an individual problem. It's a collective. It's a matter of collective effort. You know, there has to be the moment where these guys understand that the goals will eventually come. You have to play for each other. So it's Zaniolo did a great job yesterday in the interview to hide his disappointment with not having scored a goal in a while. But that will have to wait, because when he plays for himself. And that has to change, because the great thing about Zaniolo was that he was wreaking havoc because he could do both. He could play for himself. He could come up with his own thing. And he could create chances for his teammates and put the opponent in a tough spot. That hasn't really been the case so far this season. It hasn't been the case so far this season for Mkhitaryan, who's, absolutely unplayable at this point. And something collectively has to click.
Oh, this was the longest half an hour. I can't go on anymore. There's really nothing left to say. Everything about last night sucked. Having to engage with this clan of Mourinho insane people on social media for an article that you wrote.
Oh, yeah.
About... You wrote the article about
players excluded. Them, yeah.
And they, the crazies took a lot of offense to that.
I said, I said the punishment continues. I want to understand. Isn't this a punishment? I mean, it isn't the idea that, this is something that we should take for granted, because normally you exclude players. Yeah, you exclude maybe a player, you send him in the stands, and usually that's a Primavera player for a match, or maybe you send the third goalkeeper in the stands for a match. But these are guys who are regularly part of preseason. There's been a lot of talk about them, maybe looking around for new teams to join. In the case of Diawara, a player that was clearly, being pushed towards the door in the summer. VR, a player that had a nice few months last season as a starter. Borja Mayoral, who had his best season last season. And now they're just guys that don't even show up to the stadium. They, when the team travels, they stay in Rome. So it's not exactly a taken for granted kind of situation.
It's unbelievable. And clearly, once again, our fault. Our fault. So we apologize. We shouldn't have. Yeah, we shouldn't have published something that's news. Well, if I promise, if I'm ever tempted to open up an account like that and behave in such a manner, I promise everybody I will either announce the coordinates to my corpse on here, or I will publish them in article form. So please, if anybody
It can be even a nice thing, It's
it is a nice thing, but it's when you behave like that.
Exactly. Whoa. No, it's you can be, it's not like we are absolutely, we're hating on Mourinho because he made this decision. I'm just taking a piece of news and reporting it in English so that people understand what's going on. And Mourinho is doing what he wants, and that's his decision. But it's still newsworthy. It's still something that, these four guys, hey, weren't they part of the team up until 3 weeks ago? What happened? Well, now they're not. So that's as clear of a message as a message can be.
Oh gosh, hell has to include some sort of form of like a permanent Twitter existence. If there is a hell, I'm convinced that it encapsulates at least some form of existence that involves the Twitter experience.
What's your least wanted kind of interaction?
Oh,
interacting
gosh
with Mourinho fans. Okay, there you go.
Just awful. Okay, everyone. Well, I know we brightened up your Monday, but we thank you nonetheless for listening, our wonderful patrons. We greatly appreciate your support. You can go to patreon.com/RomaPress if you want to get early access to the episodes, extra episodes as well, and a lot more. We will be back later in the week. So until then, ciao.
Ciao.